Hi everyone, welcome back to English Wave, where rhythm meets sound. Today's episode is all about one of the tiniest but trickiest words in English, two. Yep, that little word we say 100 times a day. And still, most learners pronounce it way too clearly. Let's talk about how we can adjust it so your English sounds as smooth as butter. Today we'll turn two into the relaxed, musical sound that native speakers use. And by the end of this lesson, you'll feel how rhythm can transform your speech. Okay, let's start by saying the word as it is. Two. Two. Clear, strong, but too careful. Now, let's relax it. Now, two becomes t. T. Your mouth barely moves. Your tongue just rests in a neutral, lazy position. The tiny sound is called a schwa. It's the secret ingredient that makes English flow. Think of it as the lazy vowel, the one that says, I don't have time for full vowels. I'm just passing through. Try saying it like you're sighing, t or d. It's like connecting words with a gentle exhale. Now listen, this is how Americans really say it in conversation. I want to go. I want to go. I need to eat. I need to eat. Talk to me. Talk to me. Listen to your heart. Listen to your heart. Hear that smooth connection? The rhythm goes strong, weak, and strong again. Ta-da-ta, ta-da-ta. Talk to me, talk to me. Let's tap it together. Tap your hand or step your foot. I want to go. I want to go. I need to eat. I need to eat. Talk to me. Talk to me. Can you feel that beat? That's English rhythm. It's alive. It breathes. It flows. Most Japanese speakers overpronounce it. I want to go. That's okay when you're reading slowly, but in conversation, it sounds stiff and breaks the flow. So here's my golden rule. If it's not stressed, reduce it. That means make it shorter, smaller, and smoother. Let's play a quick reduction game. I'll say the full version. You say the reduced one. Ready? I go to work. You say, I go to work. I go to work. I need to know. I need to know. Give it to me. Give it to me. Listen to your heart. Listen to your heart. Perfect. You're already sounding more natural and relaxed. Now it's time to test your ear. Listen and repeat these sentences. Good to see you. Good to see you. Hard to believe. Hard to believe. I'm going to call her. I'm going to call her. Now try this one, a full rhythm challenge. I'm going to tell you what you need to do. Say it naturally. I'm going to tell you what you need to do. I'm going to tell you what you need to do. Nice. See, I just told you what you need to do to sound better when you speak English. Can you make all the two sound small, but keep your rhythm strong? That's your challenge for today. Ask yourself, number one, do I hear that relaxed schwa, that tiny sound? Number two, is my two connecting smoothly to the next word? Number three, am I keeping the strong beats on meaningful words like want, go, and need? If you said yes, congratulations! You've just learned one of the biggest secrets of English rhythm. This was a fun lesson, wasn't it? If you want to see how today's rhythm looks on paper, download the free worksheet that goes with this episode. You'll get rhythm beats, sample sentences, and a short listening quiz to help your ear tune in to the real sound of English. Grab it from the link in the show notes. Keep practicing, stay curious, and remember, English rhythm isn't just about words. It's about the flow between them. This is Hiromi, your accent coach. See you next time on English Wave, where we tune your ear, your rhythm, and your English voice. Thanks for listening.